Oh, my name's Chris. I now work at Ash, but yeah, previously was a student for 2 years. But yeah, I'll go back and I'll tell you my story from primary school, just so you sort of know what Ash sort of does as well. But yeah, in primary school and that sort of stuff, I started off in Formbury, at Hotton Street there. Went to Yapper and that before it, so I was hanging around all my cousins and that, and all that sort of side of stuff was good, being at primary school with all cousins. And then moved up to Barrenwood, a little country town with 1,000 people. And once again, that was good because I had all my cousins from my father's side up there as well, so it was easy to engage in school, especially when you've got a lot of black holes with you. It was pretty easy. But then in year 9, I got a big shock when I moved to Melbourne and did year 9 and 10 at Dandenong, at Lindale Secondary College, and that's probably, I don't know, 12 to 1,500 students, and there was only three of us Aboriginal kids there, and the other two were brother and sister that were younger than me, so I sort of got to know the sister a little bit. But yeah, that was a bit of a shell shock, and yeah, I sort of had to make a lot of friends pretty quick. But yeah, in the end, it was a good experience at that school as well, because the group of friends I had was a bit multicultural, and I felt wanted because they sort of wanted to know the Aboriginal side of the story. And it was a thing in history class halfway through year 10, they started teaching about the white settlement and that sort of stuff, and one of my best mate is Aussie, and he said, mate, he's Aboriginal, we want to learn the proper stuff, none of this white settlement stuff. So next minute, all 25 of us got up and walked out and said, we're not coming back until you start teaching the proper history. So 25 of us failed using history. But yeah, and then after that, had an unfortunate incident in October that year. I got expelled for, I've never been suspended or anything prior. I never had detention, but just one incident just changed my life like that. Got expelled, and so I sat around, did nothing for a year, and done a bit of cabinet making, and then thought it wasn't for me, so I had to get out of it because I was only 16 or 17. I thought I've got to do something now. And so I went back to Shep, where I was originally born. And yeah, I haven't looked back. I've been there for 5 years now, back to where I was originally from. And yeah, I discovered Ash, which was only just starting out when I first moved there. So I studied there for 2 years and done a Cert 3 in sport and a Cert 4 in community recreation. And was lucky enough to get employed by them, so I'm a student support officer there now, for been there for 2 years, so I'll be third year next year. But yeah, some of the experiences just being at that place is just amazing, can just change people so much, just with the teaching side of stuff and that. They just keep you engaged every day, they give you something to do every day, and it's that small group stuff. Like when I first started studying, it was only probably a class of 3 or 4 every class, but it's slowly getting bigger, which is probably a bit to our capacity at the moment, where we're getting 10 or 15 students in our class at the moment. But I think just that small group dynamics, it's easier to start building that relationship with certain students, and it goes a long way. And once you start engaging them and giving them something to do every day, they start turning up every day because it feels like they're about to miss out on something. And so yeah, that sort of stuff. But yeah, where Ash is from, with the partnership with Rumbelower Football Netball Club up in Shepparton and University of Melbourne, so it came up between them two. So that's where how Ash was born. Yeah. Much, yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty much about Ash.